Three girls missing for 10 years are found in a house of horrors. God is at work among refugees in Thailand, and an audio ministry gains accolades. This and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Third world horrors pop up in Cleveland, Ohio. Kathy Anderson of Operation Mobilization.
So many of us have this mindset that human trafficking and slavery is a third world issue, and it's not. It's here in our backyard.
Three women were rescued from a literal house of horrors recently. They went missing 10 years ago and were being kept as slaves in a Cleveland home.
We can't close our eyes any longer. This is a reality that we are living in.
How should we respond?
We need to acknowledge that spiritual warfare is very real, and then it's a battle that we all need to engage in. Number two, we need to educate ourselves. We need to be aware of what's going on in our community.
Pray for purity as you engage in this battle.
We have a personal responsibility to clean up our own house before we can even begin to address the needs of the community.
Next, according to reports, trafficking of minor girls is a $1 billion a year industry in Mumbai, India alone. Far Corners Missions' Gary Bishop says he understands the problem and is hoping his ministry can make a difference by identifying and rescuing at-risk children. Far Corners India director has already taken in 29 kids. That was the beginning of something bigger.
God led us to a vision of a 250-child orphanage, but in order for the group in India to be eligible under Indian law to receive funds from North America to do that, they have to be registered.
According to Bishop, that hasn't been easy.
That application started last year, and it's been held up. We're not sure why. It has just been dragging. We know there are some revisions in the laws in India, and so perhaps that's part of it, or perhaps the evil one just doesn't want this to come about.
Pray that God will intervene and registration will be approved. This is Mission Network News. Two Southern Baptist leaders have issued a statement about the recent controversy about religious freedom in the U.S. military. According to the Baptist Press, leaders warn Christians about fomenting conspiracy theories about court-martials for evangelism, but they also don't want to ignore potential threats. Formal statements include specific concerns about terms like proselytism and evangelism and who defines those terms. Pray that God will protect religious freedom in the U.S. military. Meanwhile, Burma has been the world's longest-running civil war. For 60 years, Burma's government's tried to rid the country of all ethnic people groups. It's still happening today.
It's not in the headlines. It's not going to be in your newspaper. Even the little one-page world news report in your local paper, it's not going to be there.
Rich Lively of the Mission Society has been helping one of these groups, the Karen. Last month, he organized the merger of two aid groups helping Karen refugees in Thailand. By working together, these groups can help more Karen with essentials like clean water or health care. They also help the Karen with documentation, which allows them to find employment in Thailand.
When you're in the middle of doing all that, I mean, how can you not see God moving in very real ways?
Pray that the merger would continue going smoothly. Pray that believers from both groups would come together in unity.
It's the unity of the body that I believe speaks the loudest to those who are looking.
There's more on this story at missionnetworknews.org. And Faith Comes By Hearing has been given another honor. The Audio Bible Ministry has been given the 4-star rating from Charity Navigator for the 6th straight year. Charity Navigator puts FCBH in the top 3% of all charities. Charity Navigator says this means FCBH demonstrates to the public it's worthy of their trust. Pray that God will raise up even more supporters for their audio Bible work so even more people can hear the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your gift of any amount. The CD features some brand new songs.
And all the mystery of the cross.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.